good. So A sharp, what if we did A sharp, G, A sharp, G, C. Oh, wait, does that actually sound better together? It might. I would want to change this last C, bring it up, maybe get F. There we go. Or make it D sharp, maybe? E flat. Ooh! Whoa, that sounds nice. Here's the thing, though, because now I'm, like, thinking D to D sharp is obviously the play here, right? But D to C, I'm going to bring it right here, pretty much play that real quick. This is D to C. So it's like, but D to D sharp, because it goes from A sharp, right, which is A sharp. And then I think I'll do to C for the first part, and then the second part I'll do D to D sharp. Let's see. That's beautiful, honestly. And then I want to play that all together. I want to see how all of this sounds. Let's move this back. Play the song. Yeah, so honestly, that's really good. I know it can probably sound like there's like a little bit too much going on. What if I did get rid of the strings? I'm just going to turn it off, see how it sounds without it. With the strings. Because here's what the strings sound like by itself. It's just... Do I need that? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it, but I'm actually going to mute this. And I'm just going to... I think I'm going to take it out. Take out these ones, at least on the playlist. And I'm going to turn on everything again. So took those out, but I'm not going to get rid of it. Because you never know. But... I do want to do a quick little arrangement, though. One thing that I do need to do, but yeah, so it is the top of the hour, guys. What I am going to do is I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go to the restroom real quick. It's top of the hour. You guys know the deal. I'll be right back. And we'll get to the drums. I'm real excited for this because I think this is coming together real nice. It's looking real good. And yeah, I'm going to turn off aux for now and I'm going to be right back. Be right back in a few, guys.
No way.
All right, all right. I'm back. Had a good time, too. It was a nice little song, honestly. But we're back. And let's turn on the aux again. Okay. Should be all good. All right. So, here we go. Second half of the show, guys. I would have been done right now if it was last semester, but we're on different timing this time around. You know what I mean? We got the melody right here. One more time for each part. I'm gonna play each part once every time. So let's do it. Oh, right, the morphine, I turned that off. Did I turn? Yeah, that's the bass line. Okay. Okay, and then, what else we got? Little stabs, little synth stabs, and then the lead. All right, guys. I think it sounds really good together. Here's what it all sounds like together, by the way. All right. We don't have time to waste, guys. I don't know if I could get it done, but let's get these drums started. So, for the drums, I always start with the hi-hats. Always start with those. So, let's open up our drum pack. I need Flying Fish, Flying Fish. Shout out to Hand Weep. Shout out to 4K Flash Money. Shout out to the squad for hooking me up with these awesome drum packs. Here's the hi-hats I got. I don't want something like the Hell Shell. Like, I don't want that. The poker one sounds nice. Trick is what I need. Trick. Let's hear Trinket and Zesty. It's a funny one. But I think Trick is it, yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna put Trick in. Drag that one in there. So I actually had an idea for the hi-hats. I was thinking spread them out a little bit and put some delays on them, actually. So I'm going to make the hi-hats. I'm going to put some like that. I'm going to put it like that. Like that, like that. See how that sounds. Yeah, I like that. All right, let's keep it going. Let's move that. Okay, I'm gonna actually like bring some of these down. I'm gonna do like a little dip, like a. And I'm gonna lower the velocity of it. That's so important when you're doing your hi-hats to tweak the velocity. I'm actually gonna bring these halfway through. Lower the velocity. see. What if I did for the velocity, kept them all steady at around, let's try 50%. Think that'll work. And then, let's just copy and paste. Let's see how this sounds, honestly. I think that sounds good. Let me hear that with the main melody. So I'm actually gonna put the hi-hats in, and I'm gonna work off of the hi-hats. I'm gonna have that be the starting foundation, the new pattern, and then yet again, I'll have the reference for where everything needs to go. Luckily, C is used in this, so honestly, I might just stick with C, but we'll see. Let's hear what this sounds like. The song. Oh my god, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I really am the hi-hat god. Put some respect on my name. I really am the hi-hat god. If you know, you know. So now that we got the hi-hats in, second part always go to the snare or the clap. So I'm gonna go back to my drum pack, because that just sounds awesome. That's just like, boom, we got that. We got the hi-hats. Oh, wait, I do want to put some delay on the hi-hats. But yeah, let's get the clap and the snare in there first. Let's open up the Rise kit this time. I like the Rise kit for claps. It got a lot of variety. Some basic. Just pretty much testing out which one sounds good with it, honestly. That's from the basic one. I'm gonna leave the hi-hats running for now. Okay, honestly, that one sounds pretty solid. These are hard claps. Let's see, what do I need? Honestly, let's just go basic, right? Let me play. Switches up just because I'm playing it out of the playlist right now. I haven't organized everything. But the claps are always nice. Let's see how the snares sound. Sometimes I like to stack them. Sometimes I like to play a snare and a clap, and together they just sound good. They complete each other. What if I did? I kind of like this one. You know, we can always change it up, but I kind of want to, like, I am going to rush a little bit just because I want to show you guys. So the snares in a basic 4x4, because we're making a rap song, or a rap beat, it's always going to be the second. So, let's do these. That's on C, right? So let's see how this sounds. This is the pattern, so this is just the hi-hat and the clap or the snare. Yeah, easy. You don't really do stuff other than that if you're following 4x4, honestly. Anything outside of that, I would consider to be experimental, honestly. But, That's a snare. Now let's get a clap on that. Let's see how the claps sound. This one sounds all right. This doesn't even matter to me right now. Let's just... All right, let's see how they sound together when they're stacked. Yeah, I like it. I'm actually gonna change the velocity of it. I'm gonna bring it to 75 for the claps and the snares. You don't want those to be way too overpowering. It's just like obnoxious. It's something that I had a common issue with a lot of my first beats. Had to go back in and change that. So let's get rid of these. Just going to replace them with a slightly lower velocity just so they're not like right in your ear trying to destroy your eardrum. All right. Yeah. Okay, so this is the interesting part. This is where the drums get interesting, right? Because now I can really go wherever. I always like to start with the hi-hats and the snare or the clap. And after that, then you could start getting like your other stuff. You know, the 808s are obviously going to come in. We're going to get to that. Don't worry. That's the best part. It's everybody's favorite part. But I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it out of the playlist again. So here's what it sounds like. Yep, coming together. It's coming together, sounding well. Alright, so... So we can really go... Let's see what we got. So, in the Rise Kit 2, probably the most versatile of the drum kits that I have, just because of the amount of stuff it has. There's... rims. I could do a rim shot, something like, could do a perk. There's so many perks. There's bells, bongos, claves, cowbells, fill, foley, goofy. Goofy is always a nice one. The little, it's one of my favorites. It actually sounds nice in some beats. Goofy, low rims, rims, shaker, sleigh bells, snap, tom, triangle, triangle, hard, weird rims, and zaps. Zaps are also pretty interesting. They work sometimes. I have it in like two beats maybe. Should we just get to the kick and the 808? I think we should get started on the 808. I think real quick, I'm gonna throw on some... What should I throw on? I am going to... First of all, let's check out these 808s. Or, no, sorry. I'm going to actually, real quick, put the hi-hat on my mixer. And I'm going to put some delay on there. And you'll hear the difference in how the hi-hat sounds. Put that on mixer one. I like Fruity Delay 2. There is Fruity Delay 3, but Fruity Delay 2 is intuitive. Both of them are, but whatever. All right, let's hear what it sounds like. Just, see? It gives it that echo. It, like, echoes. It's delay. But, the volume, I don't think the volume needs to be too high on it, but let's also adjust the timing. So this is with the timing set to 3. What if I did? turn down the dry a little bit. Just maybe speed it up a little bit. And if I turn the time all the way down. Okay, I think I need to. Let's play the song, honestly. So right now I'm just gonna listen to it, get a feel for it pretty much. See how everything comes together. Honestly, that one sounds good. I like that. I'm not going to spend too much time on that. I can obviously, you know, tweak it and do everything I need to when I get back. But I just wanted to, you know, show you guys how I do this stuff pretty much. I think this is really cool. This is still really a really cool idea. Can't believe Leo beat me to the punch. But I'm going to do the 808s now. Let's go. Some 808s that I like meds, I like soft subs, I like spins, I like dro. Other than that, anything else would be like, if it really fits, it fits, but those are like interesting. I don't think I need those, but let's go. Soft subs, maybe not it. Spins, let's do spins. See, these ones sound nice. Okay, that's interesting. Got a lot of options to work with. I usually spend a good amount of time on the 808s. That's the only problem. Let's see. Okay, so we're going to add this. We're going to go into our envelope, and we always have to bring the attack all the way down, turn the hold all the way up. The decay goes all the way down. Sustain goes all the way down, and the release goes all the way down. Everything's at zero except for the hold. And I'm not going to show you guys the difference. I would if I had more time, but honestly, let's get to this. I think that honestly, we could do like little ones going like. Let's see how it sounds like. Yeah, hopefully you guys can hear that. I'm actually going to turn the velocity back up. Forgot that I lowered it for the snares. 80. Okay, maybe if we did. Oh, wait, I accidentally had that one playing. There we go. I like that. Honestly, that sounds really good. Let's raise this one up, though. Let's see. No, this is not it. And also, like, can I... Will this, like... If I make this... I mean, honestly, I could just, like, play it, like, as if they're little kicks. I think I'll be fine with that. And then let's do, No, that one isn't it. Let's fill all of these out. Let's... make this one louder. Let's just stretch these all out. I'm doing my thing with this. Got it. And we're keeping an eye on the time too, don't worry. I'm trying to be aware. Sounds good, honestly. These last ones, watch what I'm about to do. Raise them up an octave. The classic. Ooh, that sounds nice. But let me turn... And then this one. Maybe that's good. I don't know. Like I said, I do take a good amount of time doing this type of stuff. This is like, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. The 808s are fun, but it's, you know, you really want everything to come together really well. Beats do not take me 2 hours. I'm not cracked on FL like that. But like I said, it's all about the quality. Let's play this song. Yeah, so you see, like, you can barely hear the 808s, and something that I really like about my beats is that I make punchy 808s, and I'm gonna show you guys how I do that. Might be like the last that I get to, you know. Unfortunately, we're definitely not gonna have time to do everything, but these are the soft subs. What if I kept the pattern, right, but just replaced it? How does this sound? The punchy 808. Delete the mixer. Come on. Put it in here. And then maybe a kick, honestly. Maybe a kick would do it. But if that were the case, then maybe I would do Dro. I don't know if you guys can hear the Dro. It's just, it's not punchy, you know. I like to, when I use Dro, I remember that for one of my beats, I ended up sidechaining a kick to the 808, because it was like a Dro 808, and it was just like a boom. It wasn't a punchy, it wasn't like pah, like boom. But let's see, man, I'm gonna end up spending more time on this than I'd like to admit, huh? Those are some hard subs. But honestly, What if for the... Do the 808s need to be on the C, or can I get away with raising it up 5 semitones? It's one of my favorite things to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. You guys can hear that, right? All right. Huh? I think that sounds pretty good. And then we could like start to throw in the other little stuff, the rim shots, the clavs, whatever I want to put in. Maybe a cowbell, a dun dun. But should I do some? You see, I'm trying to think, like, I don't really need to put the 808 into the mixer right yet. I'll do it at some point, but I think right now, for the rest of the show, it's already 7:33. What I'm gonna do is, I'm just gonna organize it a little bit, right? So, let's move all the drums over. It's literally just those four things together. Really three, because two of them are like serving the same purpose. But all of our sounds right here. And then we got the morphine thing that I deleted, right? Yeah. So what if I, first of all, let's extend this to 16. That way I give myself a little more space to start seeing where I want to start off. Obviously, I don't want the lead to start off. Don't want the counter melody either, but I'll see. I don't think I want the main melody either. I want the little pluck that complements it. It's the same thing, but you know, it's not like the guitar and piano part. So let's see. We got the synth pluck, or the stabs, and then we got the pluck, and then we got the bass line. Let's see how that sounds all together, this stuff. That's interesting. Maybe the stabs have to go in a little later. They're kind of loud when you don't have the main part going on. So I think I'm going to take those out. Let's play this one more time. Let's run it back. You know what? I think I lied. Or actually, no, I did not. Do you guys think it's better? Hold on. You guys think it's better if I kept this in so when it starts? Or if I did this? And then what I think I'll do, move these over again. Now I think I'll have this part start playing. I think for this beat, the way I want to structure it, I think I want to do a build-up. And if you know me, you know that's a common theme in my beats, is that I like to do a build-up and I like to do a build-down or build-out, whatever. It like builds up to something and then it closes out. It one by one, things leave and it just like does its thing. Making some real music right here. Let's do it. Okay. Okay, not bad. Sorry. Man, it's that time of year. It's really that time of year. I actually had a headache going to sleep last night. And I was like, I felt myself heating up, but I don't think it was a fever. I don't think it got that bad. It was just a little irritation. I think I like the way it sounds. Let's move the plucks back in, right? Because I did say that I would want those to play when the main part is playing. So let's see how that sounds. Let's just run it to here. Where I got rid of this, and now. And then, let's take out the counter melody. I was thinking of having that play throughout the verse. When it builds up, I want it to build up to the chorus, right? Because I'm going to have this part playing out. So let's copy all of this. Let's extend this out a little bit. And then let's have the synth stabs are going to come in. And then I think I'm going to have the lead come in. And then the drums, we can worry about it that another time. I also like to let the drums build up. That's very important with the drums, actually. So let's just see this. I don't know if I like that lead anymore, honestly. Like, does this sound good? Like, I'm trying to think. Let's run that back a little bit. Have that repeat. I think I'm gonna have to tweak that, honestly. Honestly, I don't know if I'm really liking that too much. Maybe I could use a different sound in it. Because this is on Xenology, right? This is on Xenology. Meaning, now I got all my options again. I can find a million leads on this thing. Let's go to the pattern. I can't really do anything else when I have Xenology open. So let's go to the pattern. Let's make sure we're on the lead. There we go. Let's just have it play, and then I'm just going to run through different sounds and see if I'm really liking anything else. And if I'm not liking anything else, then maybe I need to change the way I laid out the keys and change up the pattern a little bit. So let's have it play. Also, guys, another thing that I really like to do with my leads is I like to throw some reverb on it. Reverb, it kind of, not in the same sense as the delay where it kind of like gives it that echo, but it kind of like, it's like you singing in your bathroom compared to you singing in a church where the choir would be singing. You know, in that type of setting, your voice just bounces off the walls better. That's pretty much what the reverb does. And I like to do that with a lot of my leads, but I don't know, guys. I don't know if I'm liking the way this is sounding. I mean, it sounds good with the main melody, but altogether, I feel like it could be something more. It could be something different. Let's keep looking. Let's keep running through these. Okay, what I need to do, actually is have this. Yeah, so I'm gonna have this part, and I'm gonna have this part playing together. And I'm gonna just like circle between these two. Let's go back into Xenology. You know what else I just realized, guys? What am I doing? I'm acting like I just need to use one lead. Honestly, what I think I can do is keep this too. It would just be silly to delete it. Like, why not just keep it, but, you know, keep it out until I feel like there's an appropriate time. It's better than just deleting it. But I don't think the lead is it. At least when this part's playing, I just don't think it's it. I'm gonna take it out, and I'm gonna see what it sounds like again just from the build-up. So let's start it from the back and let's see. I'm gonna get everything on again. There we go. Okay, yeah, and then it would. Maybe it should play another two times around. So pretty much just like having it go for eight more bars. Is that the play? Maybe. The drums are nice, but I'm definitely gonna be working on those drums a little bit. They can be better. They just sound like your average simple trap drums, and I want to change that. Let's actually move the here's the problem. I'm not gonna split the drums yet, because I'm still going to be putting stuff on it, but I will just like throw these all the way here, and then so it'll just come in at the same time that the main melody comes in on the ninth bar. So here we go. The hi-hats would sound good coming in right now, but not the clap. And then there's gonna, hold on, there needs to be something coming back in there. How would this sound in there? So, starting on the ninth bar, when everything comes in. (Clears throat) Oh my God. You know you're sick when you cough and like you can feel it in like the back of your like upper neck, lower head area. You feel like that. Oh yeah, there's something inside of my head messing me up right now. Sorry about that. But okay, honestly, I think I'm gonna wrap it up here, guys. I don't wanna have to be like worrying about closing out everything and doing all that stuff. But yeah, pretty much that's what it is, really. It's like, it's really just and you know what? I will go into another beat that I have made before. And I'll quickly save changes, yes, definitely. But for this one is nice. I can break this one down. I finished this one over the summer. This one is one of my better beats, honestly. It's a really solid beat. Gonna get a song recorded on it. I'm telling you guys, music's coming out soon, but oh yeah, I did a lot of stuff for this one. Oh my God. All right, let's just yeah, so pretty much the main melody for this one, the melody that's going to be playing all throughout is this little piano going like dun, 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 dun. And then we got a little bit of a bell. A piano going on. Some strings. The bass line. And then here's the lead coming in. This is a lead with reverb on it. You hear it? It's a beautiful lead, honestly. And then I'm just gonna play all the drums together. Let's turn all of them on. I used a goofy in this beat, the little but here's the drums coming in here. Sounds good, right? It just all comes together. Here's what the entire beat sounds like. I'll play it real quick. Play like maybe like until the lead ends. So here you go. This is like one of my best projects from over the summer. It comes together so well. Listen to this lead. Oh my God. Beautiful. You know, I'm gonna keep working on this other one. This other project, I titled it On Air. I'm making a beat on the air. Like a boss. But yeah, this beat is awesome. Honestly, this beat kinda triumphs a lot of other beats that I made. It's just really beautiful. But man, we just get better over time. Just keep doing it. Like, and I feel like I do have a gift for this. I feel like it's not something that everybody can do to just know, like, where each sound needs to go. Like, just, like, going back into this like this. or when you go to, like, following the same one, it just has, like, some root notes, you know? But, and then the strings, at the end, it's got, like, a little, it's beautiful. And you just gotta throw this stuff together. The bass line. I mean, honestly, it's like, yes, this is like a really impressive beat. This is like a beat that I could see so many mainstream rappers hopping on this beat. But yeah, guys, I'm gonna sum up the session. That was a little studio session with DJ Wero. I'm not gonna save this because I didn't tweak anything. But yeah, logging out, FL. Oh man, and that was a nice little session, guys. A real nice little producing session, you know? But man, I think I'm gonna wrap it up here. Got somebody else coming in. I'm gonna give them their time, do their thing. Overall, didn't accomplish everything I wanted to, but I also didn't expect to finish everything, and that's all right, honestly. I think that we made progress today, and even though I did come up with a lot of that beat beforehand, I don't know, maybe I'll work on it, and then next week I'll have it done by then. Maybe I'll have a song recorded on it by then, and I can, you know, have something else to play for you guys. It would be awesome. Got new music coming out this semester, I'm telling you. I'm promising you. Right now, new music coming out. But yeah, guys, that's it. That was our first radio show of the year. Senior year, we're coming out with a bang. I don't care. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I didn't play any music today except I was the music, technically. I was the host. I was the music. I was like the man with the plan today. And I feel good about that. I'm going to go back to the house, living off campus now. Going to make some food, make some dinner for myself. And then we're just going to chill out. I'm probably going to work on some more music stuff. I don't really have any homework, which is really nice. So yeah, guys, that'll be all. I hope you guys enjoyed. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody who helped me out, made sure everything was going well. You know, when you try new things, you gotta, like, something's gotta go wrong, right? It can't be perfect, but that's okay, because we're done. I'm gonna wrap up these headphones, and I'm gonna get out of you guys' hair. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. I'm DJ Wero, and this is Andromeda. Peace.
double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians, which, until recently,